The author, Mark D. Watt, and the publisher, Eloquent Books, would like to thank you for purchasing this audio CD. What is true success? The 8 principles of goals and success dispels the myth and removes doubt of who, what, when, where, why, and how success came about. This book spells out the truth about goals and success in a unique way. The word success itself is unique in how the letters spell out the word success in a biblical manner and understanding. As one reads this book, it provides divine directions and a process one will go through. The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth manual provides anyone and everyone who desires to apply these principles supernatural success in every area of one's life. Introduction. The world, why we focus on it. When we are born and introduced into this world we currently live in as humans, the exposure of so many things can bombard us on a daily basis. At a very early age, we are conformed to this world. But the book of Romans says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans chapter 12, verse 2, King James Version. The reason we conform to this world is the pleasures it presents, perversions, what is in our hearts and mind's eye, the world's standards and ways, what we focus on and condition to believe. You see, sin is in and always has been and is pleasurable. That is why we enjoy it. Yet there is a cost for sin. The 8 principles of goals and success dispels the myth and removes doubt of who, what, when, where, why, and how success came about. Success did not come from man. It came from God, the Spirit of God. It says every scripture is God's breath, given by his inspiration and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Amplified Version. You see, man wants to take credit for what we read today in personal and success books about goals, success and how to set them and how to implement them and how to reach them. The fact of the matter is that these principles come from the Bible, the Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And it clearly shows that when we read and study it in the Spirit. You see, the carnal-minded person will misinterpret the Bible, even to the point of interpreting it to fit his or her own situation in a carnal sense versus a spiritual sense. Since man is taking credit for these proven success principles, he or she is using them to make money for selfish gain. The sad part is that those who do this will not acknowledge God, the Bible, or give credit to the source, which is God. The oldest book on earth, the Bible, contains everything we require for our success in all that we do in every area of our life. The best thing about it is that God promises it to us. It's not that I am putting down books that man writes because the Bible, God's word, was inspired by God to provide man spiritual insight on what to write in the 66 books that sum up the Bible, our Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth manual. Man's mastery of self. What is man's mastery of self? Well, first we must understand what mastery is. It is the state of being master, power of command, or control, or expert skill, or knowledge. Secondly, what is self? Self is a person or thing referred to with respect to complete individuality. This refers to, hence, man's mastery of self. The definition presented here is what man is giving himself credit for, his knowledge, that he controls everything, and that man is the expert, and that man is above all. This is where man's thinking is flawed. Think about this for a minute. Man had to obtain knowledge, understanding, and wisdom from some source, and that source is God. Today, there are numerous books on the market that talk about how to set goals, discover your purpose, how to achieve success, and metaphysics. Before we go any further, what is metaphysics? Metaphysics is the branch of philosophy that investigates principles of reality transcending those of any particular science, traditionally cosmology and ontology. It is also concerned with explaining the ultimate nature of being and the world. Its name derives from the Greek words meta, meaning after, and physica, meaning physics, referring to those works on matter by Aristotle in antiquity. Note, this definition is from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia. In other words, the carnal-minded person would rather credit himself and believe science instead of the written word of God and all that the Bible provides when it comes to goals and success. Ask yourself this one question. Is science beginning to believe that a powerful source exists? The answer to this question is yes. God is the source. It says so in the Bible. Science is not able to explain the miracles, and they are miracles to the unbeliever of things they just cannot explain. To the true believer or the saved person of Jesus Christ, they know the power of God and how God can make the impossible become the possible. The credit goes to God, not man. Now let us get down to business in regards to real success and how it comes about supernaturally. As Nicole reads,
Chapter 1, God is your guide, your mentor. It came from God working through man. What is the process of this success that one should consider seeking? Your heart, mind, and attitude are the keys. Go within or go without. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7a, King James Version. As you read this passage, it starts with the heart and the thoughts of one's mind and in the way a person think, a mindset. The heart and the mind come into an agreement with each other. It does not matter if it is a negative or positive agreement. It also starts by having not just any attitude, but a positive attitude in your beliefs towards God's word. You have to have the heart and mind to change the way you think by making a quality decision and choice to do it now. It is time for a paradigm shift. The internal thought of the mind and a mindset. What is the definition of thought? According to Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, thought and thinking are mental forms and processes. Respectively, thought is both. Thinking allows beings to model the world and to deal with it according to their objectives, plans, ends, and desires. Words referring to similar concepts and processes include cognition, sentience, consciousness, idea, and imagination. Thinking involves the mental manipulation of information, as when we form concepts, engage in problem solving, reason, and make decisions. Thinking is a higher cognitive function, and the analysis of the thinking process is part of cognitive psychology. It is habit forming. A major issue that we must all address in our life is we must stop adopting the wrong types of habits. When one examines where he or she is today, one will discover that it is because of the decisions and choices one made years ago, yesterday, and today. Just as the title states, it is habit forming. How does one form bad habits? A person's habit is framed or formed by one's thinking, from our parent or parents at an early age in life, other relatives, by close friends, and even Pookie from around the way, etc. These habits, bad ones or good ones, mold our character. Those of us who have formed bad habits deny that we even have them. It is important to identify these anomalies called bad habits and correct them. Do you desire to change your bad habits to good habits so that your success can start to manifest in a supernatural manner? If the answer to this question is yes, then make a quality decision and choice to apply authentic positive action now to change those bad habits to good habits by adopting a different mindset. Take authentic positive action. Speak it, believe it, receive it, live it. Wisdom keys. The first thing you must do is, one of the things we must continue to do is conduct an internal examination or audit of self when it comes to your mindset. 2, awareness of bad habits is a key. This is the behavioral area of everyone's life. Also, be aware of your good habits. Habits form your character. Mental note, do not blame the devil for your bad habits, because the devil cannot